delighted to be through to the next round then, Lon.
I am. Massive. You know, that was the aim. As I said before, it was a tricky one tonight because, you know, it was a no game for them, really. But, you know, the whole thing is to get through to the next round. We've done that tonight. I'm over the moon for the players because, you know, they come at us in the second half. And I said this well before the even two games. You know, our fitness levels are nowhere near their fitness levels. And listen, you know, you can sit and watch games, but as I said, it's a totally different kettle of fish when you're coming up against a team sharp and a team that's worked for half a season. But, you know, full credit to them players because they deserved that.
First half, we were particularly pleasing, weren't we?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it was like the game out there. As I said, first half as well. Even the second, we had lots of chances. But, you know, I said them at half time, I know they'll have a spell in the game where, you know, they'll be on top. And as I said, it wasn't the second half. And to be fair, the wind, you know what I mean, in the second half, not that I'm making excuses, but, you know, the wind was hard, but they pegged us back. And, you know, as I say, but it showed good character and desire there that, you know, to get through. And you look at the two goals they scored, they're two set pieces. You know, they haven't cut us. They're two set pieces over the two legs, whether it was a penalty, whether it was not. But, you know, at the end of the day, as I say, it's full credit to them.
But it's great for us in terms of improving our own fitness, this sort of competition, isn't it?
Oh, it's massive. You know, it's great for the boys now because it's a free game against, you know, AAK Stockholm, you know, one of Sweden's biggest clubs, people that's been around the block. It's a good chance for the players to go and test themselves against a very, very good and sharp outfit. But, you know, fitness levels as well. I'm delighted it's another 90 minutes for some of them under their belt. But, as I say, you can see, but, you know, we're not up to where we are. With another 4 or 5 weeks to go. But, you know, as I say, it's one in the bank for them.
You'll turn your thoughts now to Stockholm. How do you go about preparing for that one at this stage of the season?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? As I said, it's another one. It's you know, that was the pressure one tonight. You know, as I say, Stockholm, we'll give a good account of ourselves. You know, they'll be the favourites going into both of the days because of who and what they are. But as I said to you before, it's 11-11 for me. You know, I've been through many games myself and even in Northern Ireland. And as I say, it's, you know, it's great for the players just to go and express themselves against a great outfit.
You said last week going to the Faroes, SAS, you know, another mission accomplished here tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definite. You know, the job was to get through. We've done that. You know, we're unbeaten. We've done that. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm over the moon for the players because, you know, they've worked hard since we've been in. And as I say, it's another chance for them to go and, you know, play a good side.
1,150 people here on the night when the World Cup semi-final is taking place. It's a good turnout from our own supporters, isn't it?
Well, you always know there's going to be blue men. You know, I'm one myself, and you know they follow them. You know, they follow their club everywhere. So you know, it's they cheered us on. You know, I'm pleased for them. I'm pleased for them, and hopefully, you know, they'll come and support us in the two legs.
Well done, and good luck next week.
Thank you.